What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, and getting into the week here, all kinds of interesting things to talk about. And again, as usual, going to do news until we run out of news, then we'll open the phone lines here. And I want to start here with the Epstein scandal, because there's a lot more information coming out now that Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested. And Richard Fernandez is out there saying why the Epstein scandal may be the most important story of the decade. Well, if it goes all the way through and Ms. Maxwell sings, it could very well be, because there seems to be a lot of very nasty stuff out there. And already I'm seeing hoax articles to try and get people chasing in the wrong direction. So, you know, be aware, the people who want this to go away, they're going to do everything they can. If they can't get at Ms. Maxwell herself, they're going to do everything they can to muddy the waters so that nobody's really sure what they're hearing is true or not. That's what's going to happen there. So there's an aspect to this story that nobody has really been talking about yet. We know there was a massive blackmail operation going on, that all of these rich and powerful individuals were videotaped and recorded with their little sexual activity going on, which makes them wide open to blackmail. We don't know where all those tapes went. We don't know if Ms. Maxwell has a copy. We don't know where that stuff. Whoever has those tapes right now is in control of our political system through all of those people who got caught in this little honey trap that was set up. Now, a lot of people are saying that this was an Israeli Mossad operation. If it was, why is nobody talking about it? Why is nobody talking about the blackmail? Why is nobody talking about the fact that all of these world leaders were incredibly dumb to go into Epstein's house or his island or his Florida place, not understanding what was going to happen? Is this really the best that we can do? So anyway, federal authorities were out there, they're hemming and hawing and trying to explain away why it took 24 years to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell. Because it took that, they knew what she was doing. Been known all along. So apparently Ghislaine is going to avoid her first New York City court appearance on child sex trafficking charges by opting to appear remotely over a TV camera. This is probably a very good thing. It looks, at least for the moment, like the people who are have her in custody are taking her safety very, very seriously. But at this point, like I've said before, I'm glad I'm not carrying her life insurance. Okay, prosecutors are pushing for a protective order to keep the identities of third parties, including victims, secret. They're trying to wrap this up and contain the damage. Yeah, I like the way they put this. She's going to appear remotely due to significant safety issues related to in-court proceedings. Somebody doesn't want her whacked, which is a good thing, I think. Okay, according to Sagar and Jetty, Ghislaine Maxwell's friends predict she will sell out Bill Clinton and other powerful people to get a deal to walk. And yeah, she will. I mean, look what she was doing. You know, spoiled, privileged socialite becomes pimp and partner to Jeff Epstein's operation. This is not a person who's going to stand her ground morally. Now, we've already heard she's going to protect Prince Andrew because she apparently likes him. But, yeah, she may roll on Bill Clinton. So I saw a story that a member put up at our website where Bill and Hillary Clinton had left the country. I don't think it's true. I think it's part of that false information that they're putting out there to cloud the situation. Hillary's not leaving because I'm convinced she's going to try and grandstand something at the convention. Bill, on the other hand, who knows? Who knows? All right, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. They're still going on and on about this, and they're talking about the second wave. And unfortunately, the numbers are going up, And we're starting to see a serious number of cases here in Indiana, 2,505 dead so far. The CDC is saying that a COVID-19 positive result on the test just means you've previously contracted the common cold, which pretty much all of us have done. That's where they're getting these high numbers. The test is not discriminatory enough to tell the difference between COVID-19 and other virus-borne diseases. In what can only be considered a pre-orchestrated top-down worldwide pyramid scheme, also involving the executive office of the president, President Donald Trump, Sir Anthony Fauci, or rather Dr. Anthony Fauci, sorry about that, Bill Gates and others who've defrauded the American people yet once again, after it has been revealed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that a positive COVID-19 test result merely shows the testee was once infected with the common cold and nothing more. Boy, don't you like the way it's done in the science fiction movies where, you know, they immediately have a test and they know what's going on instead of this guessing and by golly and we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's very, very confusing. All right. A Texas doctor is out there warning that they have a shortage of beds again. Remember when they put up all those tents with all those beds that wound up never being used? And let's see. So this Texas doctor, Texas followed Florida on Monday and passed the 200,000 case mark, leaving Texas just shy of Florida with the fourth largest outbreak in the country behind New York, California, and Florida. But the bigger news was the hospitalizations, which saw another near-record jump in newly hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Hospitalizations rose by 517 to 8,698. Now, here's a reversal going on. Mexico is now closing their border with the United States to keep out the COVID-19. They've closed the border along Arizona. I'm sure the Arizonans are happy about that. But in the last 4 days, 15 states have reported increases in coronavirus cases, resulting in at least 40% of the U.S. pausing or reversing the reopenings. Cases are particularly surging in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas as the world watches in disbelief. The rest of the world seems to have this COVID-19 under control. We seem to have botched it here in the United States of America. The international community is alarmed about the major upswing in infections, with European officials maintaining the U.S. traveler ban, and now even America's southern neighbor is putting up walls. Well, good. Donald Trump promised he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall. All right, the second wave is here as expected. Bill Gates says this one will get our attention. It's already got our attention there, Bill. Bill Gates is truly sadistic. After saying we had pandemic one and we'll have pandemic two, he says the next time we'll get attention. Right after he says that, he and Melinda Gates smile in glee at the carnage they're about to unleash on the rest of us. This is an article coming out of shtfplan.com. Watch Melinda Gates laugh as she talks about Ebola arriving in Lagos, a populous state, like it's hilarious people are going to get sick and die. Anyway. Now, the good news is, according to the CDC, COVID-19 is close to losing its epidemic status in the U.S. Coronavirus deaths in the country have reached a level where the virus will cease to qualify as an epidemic under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rules. In other words, total numbers of death, rates of death, and everything have actually slowed to the point where they're going to say, well, it's serious, but it's not an epidemic. Apparently, over in Berlin, commuters are being told don't use deodorant in a bid to force fellow passengers to wear coronavirus face masks on public transportation. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think those face masks are going to keep your fellow mass transit riders' aroma from impinging on your nostrils. But they got to try and do something. All righty, let's get back to that whole Confederate flag woke statue thing. It really is very silly. The Pentagon has drafted new policy, which would ban the display of Confederate flags at all Defense Department workplaces and public spaces after the Marines issued a similar order last month. Well, I can understand this one. These should be U.S. flags on U.S. military bases. But, you know, in the private moments on private property, in their private time, this may be a little bit over the top. Violent crime is surging dramatically in major cities all over America. What we are witnessing all over the country right now is incredibly sad. In the aftermath of the tragic death of George Floyd, it would have been wonderful to see the entire nation unite behind an effort to make our society less violent, more just, and more peaceful. But instead, we've seen a tremendous explosion of violence and lawlessness that doesn't seem likely to end anytime soon. 4th of July weekend was particularly bad. At least 41 people were hit by gunfire in New York City during the holiday weekend, and this continues a trend that we've seen throughout the first half of 2020. Just check out the numbers. A lot of angry people out there. A lot of angry. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp takes strong action against violent protesters and authorizes up to 1,000 National Guard troops. This is following the events of the 4th of July holiday, which have the governor taking firm action. The city of Atlanta confirmed that 31 people were shot over the holiday weekend and that Atlanta police responded to 11 different shooting incidents between Friday, July 3rd, and Sunday, July 5th. I'm wondering how many of those were accidental, caused by celebratory gunfire, because I heard people setting off actual firearms here. And, you know, unless you're relying on the cycling of an automatic or semi-automatic weapon, buy blanks. And you can, if you know where to go, get blanks that will actually cycle the action on a semi-automatic rifle without launching a missile down the barrel here. And I know because I saw those in use when I was working on Hawaii 5-0. And they're actually built like little tiny rocket engines rather than a bullet. And they'll fire and they'll kick back and the action of the gun will operate. Load a new one. Very, very cool. Okay, up in Ottawa, there is a memorial to the victims of communism, and it has been vandalized. It was spray painted with "Communism Will Win," and there were three pictures of the hammer and sickle to accompany the writing. This worries me because communism ultimately failed. That's what the Soviet Union was all about, a communistic country, and it was attractive to people who don't want to go out and try to excel or who don't want to make the added effort. They just want to do the bare minimum to get by, and they get paid by the government and they live out their lives and they have a lot of vodka. And that's, you know, the way it's going to be, lack of ambition. Communism is a great system when you have limited resources. But properly run capitalism, I think, does in the long run work better. Unfortunately, as we've seen in this country, capitalism can very quickly spin out of control into fascism. And the result is you have insanely rich people living amongst, you know, very, very poor workers. And we shouldn't have that. So there has to be a third way where people who wish to excel are rewarded for that. But the bulk of the population, they've got a minimum subsistence. Keep them calm, keep them docile, if you will. Got to be a way to do that. Now then, here's an interesting little story. There is this Russian billionaire, Andrei Filatov, and he runs the Art Rus Foundation, which is focused on the preservation of Soviet-era art. He's made an offer to buy two statues from here in the United States of America that are slated for demolition. One of them is the statue of Theodore Roosevelt in front of the New York Museum of Natural History, and settler Alexander Baranov, who left a positive mark on his country. And he's just going to buy those two statues and ship them over to Russia and put them in St. Petersburg, Russia, where they'd be celebrated for the positive mark both men left on Russia. So, yeah. Let's not smash up the statues. If you really want them to go away, sell them. Sell them to somebody else who appreciates history, appreciates the art. Some of those statues are really very well done. just being thrown onto the pavement here. As Democrats claim Trump defends monuments to protect Confederate traitors, the list of destroyed statues unrelated to racism grows. We talked about this the other day with the Frederick Douglass statue. The man was black. He was anti-slavery. He was pro-abolition. He was very famous for the speech that he gave on, I think it was July 5th, 168 years ago. You can't be more opposite of white slaveholder than Frederick Douglass, and they still tore his statue down. Rush Limbaugh was out there saying that, you know, these young people leading this whole woke movement, they have no idea of American history. Their head is just filled up with all this ideology they've been spoon-fed by the schools, and they don't know how we came to be here and what people sacrificed to build this country that we have. Apparently out in California, a woman painted over a Black Lives Matter street mural and has been charged with vandalism. It's funny how they can catch the ones painting over Black Lives Matter murals, but they don't seem able to catch the ones who are defacing the statues and the monuments, which I would expect would take a little bit longer. So what are we going to do about slavery? Well, slavery in this country, except for the 1040 form, is pretty much gone. And everybody wants to scream about the slavery that happened back before 1865. Did you know there's a lot of slavery in the world today? It's rampant in Africa and the Middle East. So how about all these woke people who are anti-slavery? Why don't you on back to Africa and the Middle East and fight the slavers there? Or is it just easier to stand in the streets of the United States of America and scream and convince yourself that you're changing the world that way? It was somebody, I'm trying to remember who it was, came on out and said, was the president of Ghana, who issued an offer to American blacks that if they will come home to Ghana, that Ghana will pay their transportation costs. So far, not a lot of takers on that. But there is still slavery in the world today. Why aren't you doing anything about that? Here's a good question. Anybody's getting out there saying, oh, slavery's bad. I agree. Slavery's bad. There's slavery in the world today. Why are we complaining and talking about something that happened, you know, hundreds of years ago? We can't fix that. All those people are dead and gone. All those slaves are dead and gone. All those slave owners are dead and gone. They are all equal now. Article came out of Truth to Power News. When considering reparations for blacks, keep in mind the massive scam that reparations for Jews always was. The issue of reparations and other compensation has been much in the news of late, most particularly in relationship to possible payments to descendants of slaves in the United States to compensate them for the disadvantages brought about with what is claimed to be a persisting racist culture in the country. Left unsaid, of course, are all the advantages of having grown up in the United States rather than still in Africa in terms of their health, in terms of what education they are getting, and other opportunities. You're not going to see black athletes making millions of dollars over in Africa. It just doesn't happen. They want to look at the negative and say, you owe us money, even the descendants of people who never owned slaves. In my family's case, we ran a station on the Underground Railroad. Where's our compensation for our lost property, for getting beat up by the slave hunters? It's ridiculous. All of that stuff happened hundreds of years ago. Let it go. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, Boeing's communications chief was recently forced to step down. There was this hysterical reaction by the woke crowd over an article he wrote that basically argued against allowing women into the military. The thing is, he wrote this article 33 years ago when the majority view was women should not be allowed in combat. And apparently the woke brigade is unable to see that people can evolve and change their views over time. So one misstep anywhere in your lifetime and the woke crowd will tar you for life. Oh, back in 1956, he said this. Ooh, shame, shame, shame. March him through the street naked. Okay, let's see. In the piece he penned for the magazine of the U.S. Naval Institute, Neil Golightly wasn't flying the flag for neo-Nazis, nor was he extolling the virtues of pedophilia. It was a clumsy article about women in the armed forces that has done it for Golightly, making him the latest victim of self-righteous narcissists who patrol the world of gender politics with a take-no-prisoners attitude. Now, something I made, a comment I made the other day when we were talking about, you know, there has to be room for redemption, you know. If you believe something strongly and you stand by your beliefs, you know, good for you for having that kind of courage. And if you keep the belief, that's fine too. But you know something, sometimes people change. And I would be willing to bet that everybody listening to this radio show right now, at some point in their past, they said or wrote or did something they would not do today. Why? Because they have grown. They have acquired wisdom. We should make allowance for the fact that everybody, when they're young, can be kind of stupid. There are things I did when I was young. I enjoyed them at the time. I wouldn't do them again. There are things I said when I was young that I regret and will not say again. But the woke crowd seems to have this zero forgiveness policy where you have to have lived your entire life according to whatever arbitrary rules they have set up before you're considered socially acceptable. Okay, Kanye West is apparently considering running for president in 2020, and he's already in trouble because he's missed key deadlines to get on the ballot in six states. Piers Morgan is out there saying, just when you think things for 2020 can't get any worse, along comes another unstable, race-baiting billionaire narcissist to turn the election into a farce that could benefit Donald Trump. For the love of God in America, Kanye, don't do it. All righty. Hard to imagine how 2020 could deteriorate any further in America. The world's greatest superpower has been brought to its knees by a pandemic that's infected nearly 3 million people and killed 132,000. The worst recession in nearly a century has cost tens of millions of jobs. The murder of a black man at the brutal knee of a racist cop has triggered mass protests, dogged by violence and looting, and a vicious culture war is erupting over much of the nation's history. Yeah, it's not feeling very good out there. All righty, turning to the international news here. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is looking into banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps amid security concerns. The idea is that TikTok is spying on people, and India has already banned them because they're cutting into the profits of our social media, I guess. So India's TikTok ban could help establish it as a major player in the tech world and cause big problems for the Chinese. As relations between the two countries deteriorate, India has banned 59 Chinese apps amid concerns over misuse of users' private data. Could the move set a template for other nations to follow? Amid rising tensions between India and China over the recent border confrontation and subsequent military buildup, the Indian government has banned 59 Chinese apps, including top social media platforms such as TikTok, Hello, and WeChat, citing threats they pose to the country's sovereignty and security. Oh, there we go. Apparently, there have been reports of misuse of users' private data by certain apps, which transmitted the data to servers outside India, including the Chinese government. TikTok has strongly denied any of this is really happening. Meanwhile, the United Nations has slammed Donald Trump for killing the Iranian general Soleimani because there was insufficient evidence he was behind an ongoing or imminent attack. So the January drone strike in Iraq that killed top Iranian general Qassem Soleimani and nine other people represented a violation of international law, a UN human rights investigator said on Monday. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Iran, they're bragging that they have these new, what they call, underground missile cities, and they're along the southern shores. This according to the IRGC commander. And what this may be is a face save because of the explosions at Natanz, which Iran says were caused by accident and set their nuclear program back a lot of years. Then they come back and say, but we're not concerned about being invaded because we have this other thing. You know, what is a missile city and why is Iran talking about this now? So they're saying the entire shoreline of Iran has these weapons, the apparently underground missile launchers, which is hardly a new idea. I remember when I was in San Francisco, they were running tours of this abandoned Nike site over on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. So Iran's armed forces have developed underground missile cities along the country's entire southern shores, including the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, says the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Brigadier General Alireza Tangsiri made the remarks in a detailed interview whose text was published on Sunday, noting that such cities accommodate both naval vessels and missiles. So, they're talking tough again. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Khamenei, has assured Palestinian resistance fighters that as ever, Iran always has their back and will not forsake its duty of confronting the occupying Israeli regime's evil nature. Ayatollah Khamenei addressed his remarks to Ismail Haniyeh, head of this political bureau of the Palestinian Resistance Movement, Hamas, in a letter dated Saturday. Okay. There we go. So Iran, as ever, will spare no evil to fight off is will spare no effort, rather, to fight off Israeli evil. I'm trying to do too many things at the same time. Anyway, Israel challenges Iran by launching a reconnaissance satellite into space. And Israel announced Monday it had successfully launched a reconnaissance satellite into space in its first experiment in this field. The announcement came from the spokesperson of the Israeli army, Avichai Adrai, who tweeted, "The Ministry of Defense confirmed that the Space Administration at the Research and Development Directorate and the Space Industries Authority succeeded in launching the Horizon 16 reconnaissance satellite into space at 4 in the morning, Jerusalem time." Well, good. You know, it's a peaceful use of space. Maybe they'll catch the space bug. You know, I mean, they were trying to do that first private landing on the moon, which didn't work out. Maybe they'll catch the space bug and say, let's stop bashing the Palestinians. It's not worth the time. Let's go on out there. Hunt the Star of David on the planets or something. Apparently, Turkey has cut the water supply in Syria's Hasaka, and of course triggered huge amounts of thirst among the million people. So the thirst is threatening the lives of about 1 million people living in and around Syria's northeastern city of Hasaka as Turkish troops and allied militants continue cutting off drinking water supplies to the region by stopping a major border pumping station. A day earlier, Director General of Hasaka Water Company, Mahmud Al-Ukla, said Turkish soldiers and militants backed by the government in Ankara had stopped Aluk Water Station on Saturday evening, and they'd barred workers of the station from entering the facility. I think this constitutes a war crime. And oh boy, is this going to pick up a bit of a fuss. Many of you are probably familiar with Hagia Sophia. This is in Istanbul. It is a mosque, which used to be a mosque, and now it's a church. And now Turkey wants to turn it back into a mosque. And it is amazing how people fight over these things a lot. So the Church of Hagia Sophia in Istanbul was, prior to the Turkish takeover of Byzantium in 1453, Constantinople's most famous church and center of the Orthodox Christian world. Under the modern Turkish state, it's gone from mosque to museum to protected UNESCO World Heritage Site, despite still being considered by Greece and Greek visitors, as well as Russian pilgrims, as a church. But now Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and lawmakers are eyeing changing its status back to a mosque, which has outraged Athens. Russia has also chimed in, with both the Kremlin and the Russian Orthodox Patriarchy Kirill. Kirill, condemning any potential move to turn Hagia Sophia into a mosque. We'll really get their dander up when these things are happening. North Korea has announced it does not intend to hold any more talks with the United States. And they rejected the possibility of restarting negotiations with the U.S. and accused Washington of embracing a hostile policy towards Pyongyang and disregarding agreements made at past summits. Well, don't take it personal. The U.S. treats everybody like that. Hostile policy and disregarding agreements. That's just what they do. So the DPRK said on Monday it does not intend to hold negotiations with the U.S. And frankly, I don't blame them. All right, China is still out there talking tough about the U.S. presence in the South China Sea. And they're touting what they call the aircraft carrier killer missiles, where they're out there saying that basically whenever they want, they can sink the USS Ronald Reagan and the USS Nimitz. And it's tough talk. All it's going to take is one hothead, and we're going to be in a shooting war down there. All righty, there we go. The carriers have been conducting flight drills since exercises commenced on July 4th. Nimitz Commander Rear Admiral James Kirk Gee, I wonder what his parents' favorite TV show was. Rear Admiral James Kirk told reporters in a telephone interview, "They have seen us and we have seen them," in reference to a nearby Chinese flotilla. All righty, here we go. China pulls back from one disputed border, makes new claims on another. Now, you remember that section of the border with India where they had that bloody confrontation a few weeks back? Well, both sides have pulled back a little bit. They have basically created a buffer zone to try and calm things down. But Beijing has opened another front in the territorial disputes with a new claim in nearby Bhutan, saying that Bhutan is encroaching on their border. So Chinese and Indian troops both started to withdraw from some friction points in disputed areas along the two countries' Himalayan border. Okay, that's a good thing. Anytime you pull back from conflict, it's a good thing here. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, start taking phone calls here. Now, there is a study that finds many popular routers contain hundreds of known security flaws and are infrequently updated. This, I think, is part of what is called value engineering, which is in order to compete, they have to lower prices. In order to lower prices, they shortcut some of the manufacturing and safety tests. But apparently, the study conducted by Fraunhofer Institute for Communications, they assessed the firmware on 127 routers made by seven different brands and found that many of the routers had literally hundreds of flaws. Even when firmware updates are loaded onto routers, which are opportunities to patch known security flaws, researchers say they often fail to fix known security errors. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A little bit.
Don, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, hello? You're on the air. You're on the air.
I wanted to comment about these guys that are calling you up to tell you how to pronounce names. The guy that told you that in France it's pronounced a certain way in France, but the point is she's not French. You know, and names change. There's no, in the first place, there's no one way to pronounce anybody's name at all.
True.
You can't look it up in a dictionary. And, you know, Webster's Dictionary of Names or something like that. Now, this guy...
Well, you know, I mean, my name's a good example. My name's a good example. It's spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L, but my parents always pronounced it, hey, stupid.
Right. Well, maybe they were trying to send... They're trying to motivate you, Mike, probably. You know.
But, didn't work.
she was... Most of the people, the expert, the foremost expert on... Ghislaine, and it's pronounced, the independent media pronounces it Ghislaine Maxwell. That's what they all pronounce it.
Okay.
I think even the mainstream media pronounces it that way. That must be the way she pronounces it. I don't know. You never know. There's different ways to pronounce it, but she's not French. She's British. Now, this
yes.
other guy that called you up and tried to tell you about Pompeo, now, that's true. The mainstream media pronounces it Pompeo, but... The people, the names change, whatever it was Italian or Greek, whatever that name was. When it comes to America, names change a lot. Sometimes they're spelled different, sometimes they're pronounced different. And again, there's no dictionary. It could possibly be that Pompeo has said he wants it pronounced that way. But on the other hand, we owe no respect to Pompeo, one of the worst deep state creatures that ever existed, right? You can pronounce it any way
Correct.
You want to, as long as we know who you're talking about. Now, another thing I wanted to say, this guy that did call you up and talk about Pompeo, I've noticed that he himself is a fraud. Every time he calls in, he'll give a different name because he has that distinctive Baltimore accent. You can tell he's the same guy every time. He has that Baltimore, Maryland accent, and he has the same attitude every time. He'll try to be friends with you at the same time he'll try to boss you around. He'll give a different name for himself every time in a different location. So He himself is actually got some kind of a sociopath. Why would somebody do that? You know.
Well, I think he's a show, and you know, we allow him on the show as an example for our audience to learn from that. This actually does go on.
Right. Okay, that's about all I had to say, really, Mike. Thanks. I'll let you have the next call or whatever they're going to say. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing that, Mike? Hey, Mike, a couple of things. One, you talked about China before.
I don't know. Don't we have enough problems in this country right now? Just watching Tim Iverson earlier on YouTube describing how the billionaires have more and more money out of this thing, and the people up and small business in the meantime went broke. And then a mess
yes.
with the China there and the South China Sea. That is none of our business. What goes on in the South China Sea is absolutely none of our business. Neither is the Koreas. None of these places around the world are our business, other than we need to start concentrating on the United States of America and our problems right here. We do not need to spend over $1 trillion for a so-called defense budget, which is really an imperial budget. We could actually cut that probably by 3/4 and still be safe. Nobody's going to invade this country.
No, not with our nuclear arsenal.
No, and we still have a Navy strong enough to ensure, you know, freedom of the sea, something we're not assuring to other countries like Iran, Venezuela, and other places like that. The other thing is, you know, this keeps on, they just keep on pushing and pushing this mask stuff, and then they want to push that up. Vaccine, they're spending $1.6 billion to some crooked pharmaceutical company for a vaccine that I think they would actually change our DNA, which would be devastating.
Yes.
Now, you know, people aren't going to stand for this, Mike. People, we're going, they better, they'll need that military over here to keep the peace in the United States, because people are not going to stand for this, okay? There's no way I'm going to let them shove a needle up. They will have to shoot me before they do that. I'm talking about with a bullet, not with a vaccine gun, okay? There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the only one. There's many, many people who said, no way, no way. And if they start depriving people of their jobs over this, that's going to start some kind of a rebellion or revolution, okay?
Yes.
This country is in bad hands. We've got a bunch of crooks in both political parties, and yet it's still trying this war nonsense. One week it's Russia with some lies about them trying to kill American troops there in Afghanistan, and the next week it's back to China again, okay?
Yes.
And, of course, they always got a mess with Iran, and they always got to back up Israel, no matter how evil Israel acts, including what,
yes.
what they're trying to do. How they want to you know, assume the entire West Bank. Okay, they want to, you know, incorporate the entire West Bank. That's unacceptable. But then again, that's really none of our business either. If the Israelis want to do it, fine, let them do it on their own, not with our money and not with a guarantee of our troops. They think that they want to hold it like that and maybe take on the rest of the Middle East. I'll let them try, but it's none of our business. We need to stay out of these places, Mike.
We've got
so many problems in this country. This country is broke now, okay, because of this stupid lockdown by this idiot president. But unfortunately, there's an even bigger idiot running against it. So really, what choice do we have? And by the way, when you talk about Kanye West, when I was watching Kim Iverson, she pointed out he was one of those billionaires that received money. Him and his big-butted
yes.
wife, what's her name, Kim Kardashian, okay? They both received money themselves, all right, for their so-called business, okay? What he could have paid for the whole thing by himself or whatnot. So really, we've got nothing. I'd like to see Ventura run, but evidently he doesn't want to do it. I would have loved to see, Jesse Ventura and Cynthia McKinney run as a team. I think that would have been good. But unfortunately, neither of them seem to want to run. So, you know, we're stuck. I don't know where this country is going, Mike. I'm not very optimistic about the future, to be honest with you. Okay?
Neither am I.
When they keep on favoring the rich like this, they are inviting. You know, you talk about communism, they're inviting communism. Communism isn't the biggest problem. The problem, Mike, is the globalists themselves. They're using everybody. The globalists are really Malthusians. They want to drastically lower the population of the world to 500
yep.
million, and maybe even less than that. They want to replace us all with robots. This is what's behind a lot of this stuff, like, with restaurants and stuff like that. We'll have robots preparing food. And it also comes to the thing about disbanding the police. I got a lot of problems with police departments, okay? You need to get rid of SWAT teams. You need to get rid of... You need to stop the militarization of police. But at the same time, to think you can just disband them is ridiculous. You need somebody.
I agree.
To do the job. I mean, they could use private citizens, just like, say, like a jury duty, you know, every couple of years or so you have patrol duties, but, you know, that's not going to work. People aren't going to want to do that. So what they need, what they really want is to replace these police with robots. And they've got these robots just about ready to go. You've seen them on that Boston Dynamics.
Yes.
You've seen movies. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Chappie. All right.
Yeah.
They're very, very close to having the point that something comes out of the police car next time you get stopped, and it's a big robot. And that's what they want to do, Mike. And, you know, that's about it, I guess. You know, buddy? All right.
Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line. Got more news when we come on back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phone lines to Arjun in New Jersey. Arjun, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Mike. I was listening to the last caller, and they were saying that, we don't need any presence in the South China Sea. And
yes, and
I explained this construct previously. The construct there is nothing new. It has been there for the past 50 years. you know, like those, and U.S. doesn't do it like out of the goodness of their heart. They actually get paid for it from all these different countries. So I mean, like there is a $3 trillion of trade that goes through the South China Sea, and there is a lot of gas and oil in that sea. So 30% of oil of the world goes through that sea, comes out from the sea, and there is a lot of gas. What China wants to do is, like, China wants to occupy the whole sea. It says that, like, the whole sea is mine. And they call it as, like, nine dashed lines. They refer to it as, like, nine dashed lines. And they say that, like, there is no other country can actually claim this. Everything is mine. So that's why U.S. military ships are there. And right now, China is expanding right now. So if it will not actually create... So, for example, like, the recent... Like, you have to push them back. They will not go back just by themselves. You have to push them. You have to slap them and push them back. So, for example, the recent problem that they had on the Indian border, what was, in 20 of the Indian soldiers got killed. They killed like close to 42 of them, and they are never reported in their news. And they actually try to hide that, and they will try to spin the story, and they will never actually show the funerals even of these soldiers and whatnot. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, they will keep on doing these things, like on the Indian border, they will keep on doing these things, you know, like the countries which they can occupy, they will actually put them in debt. Like, for example, Pakistan, like recently Sri Lanka, they actually constructed a port for them, and they took it for 99 years lease, and it's called like Harmantota. And they said, like, Sri Lanka said, like, we cannot actually afford this, you know, like, so they said, like, okay, we will take it for 99 years. And we will actually put like our military bases there. So there are close to 50 to 52 different countries, you know, like which China actually pays. And, you know, like what they do is like they try to change their, you know, like ethnicities, you know, like whosoever, you know, like people like, for example, like if we talk about like Muslims, like I don't care much for Muslims, but like there are Muslims that actually exist in China. So what they do is like they have them marry like Chinese people, and then like so the offspring that comes out, they are more Chinese, and they are trying to change their Qurans and things like that. But this thing is happening in many, many different countries. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, everything is not U.S. government's fault. There are other countries, there are other expansionists that are actually doing, like, extremely harmful things. Like, for example, if you talk about, like, Hong Kong, you know, like, they haven't given up Hong Kong, you know, like, they until 2047, they were supposed to wait and then only make any change to the Hong Kong laws. But they have thrown those books out. Now, India blocked like 59 apps, you know, like these apps like TikTok, you know, like, and there are 59 apps, you know, like they can actually talk to your mobile, different apps. And, you know, like what happens is that everything is, you know, like it's not a democracy in China. So the thing is that, like, I hear the music.
The music is coming. We're going to have to let you go and take a break for patient identification. Thank you. We've got more callers waiting on the line when we come back to hour number two.
The Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.